Hello and welcome to Shoes Off No Cap, a podcast where we talk about all things dance. This week, we're back again with Marvin to talk about how he and his team at Mustang Dance Academy survived the pandemic. If you haven't already, do give the previous episode a listen where Marvin talked about the early years of Mustang. Without further ado, sit back, relax, and let's dive deep with No Cap. So, we know that the pandemic hit us in 2020 and everything was closed, including the studio. So, like, Marvin, can you, like, tell us how was the situation back then? How badly the studio was affected and what do you guys do?
Okay. For this, I think it is not just for studios alone. I think most businesses are affected, like, equally. And some industries, they can like pivot into like to change, you know, like their business model. And honestly, I would say for the dance industry, we could pivot into something else as well, namely online classes, right? Mm. Let me ask you guys, what do y'all think about online classes?
Not the same vibe.
Right. It's not a long-term solution.
Yeah. Unless you're steezy. Yeah, like, right. Have a proper platform.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
Live online classes, a bit susah.
That's why, not only student, instructor pun susah. They all like, it's quite a not a satisfying experience that we have to go through. So within that short period of time, whatever that we can do is just online. You know, I mean, we did try online classes as well, but I mean, is this where we want to go along down the road if this COVID keeps on, you know, like staying? So for me, the answer is no. I know it's going to be tough, but I prefer how dance classes should be conducted, the actual way, you know, like really like on ground, having the presence of people and just interacting. I mean, for that is the main essence of a dance class. You know? And then online classes is just like you're taking it all away. And yeah, so having that decision, at one point we totally just stopped all online classes. Then we tried to do something else. Nothing which is profitable. It's just maybe to just get engagement of the students, the community that, you know, like, yeah, we are still here. Like knock, yeah, we are still here, you know. So how bad was it? It was really very bad. I mean, it affects all the studios and all business as well. So yeah, it was mentally and also very emotionally hard to handle that period of time. Not just the financial part.
How's the financial part? Like, how did you manage to keep the business and the studio alive? You know, like, we had so many lockdowns and like you guys, you know, didn't have students coming in and basically lacking revenue lah. Like, what did you do to keep it alive? Like, did you already have like emergency funds prepared, or like did you have to take out personal savings? Yeah,
the emergency funds. And also I would say, because the whole period was such a long period of time, and it doesn't just happen once, it happens like three times, you know. So open, close. And then I remember the hardest one that we had to face was not the first one. It was, I think it was the third one, which I think was the latest one, because businesses are allowed to open, right? And then when we are allowed to open, there comes with a list of a lot of restrictions. Right. So restrictions as in like this amount of space that you have, you are restricted to only how many students that you can allocate. You know, so for us, it's like, yes, we can resume our business, but it just makes no sense that we continue, we open it, because we can't even break even with all the restrictions that allow us. You know. So considering all the expenses that we want to operate, and then with all the restrictions, I would rather just close it down for temporarily rather than to open at that period, honestly, because yeah, it was just a hectic period of time where they say, hey, you can open what? Blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, we can open. But then, yeah, the space is like, oh, that, even full house, we call it full house. And then it's nowhere near where the break-even line should be, you know? So, yeah, so decisions have to be made. It's like, well, what do we do? And then we just have to discuss a lot of things. Yeah. And I think the main point that I have to give credit to is definitely the team that we have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just the point of the sacrifices that they've made and accepting it wholeheartedly, you know, like without giving a doubt or without giving a question that, okay, this is what we have to do, even though I know that I'm not getting a pay within this certain period of time, but I'm still in a position that I have to continue working, you know? And yeah, they gave me without a doubt, like they got my back, you know. So it's like, yeah, I'm just like so proud of them. I mean, it's just very touching to have these people around during this kind of difficult period of time where they just give all their heart. They themselves have their own individual problems. Yeah, so just yeah. All the sacrifices that you can see, it's just all at the back. It's all them. You know, without them, I'm just there, man. No more Mustang now.
Oh no.
Really one, yeah. So really credit to the team. Really
yeah. Fun. Shout out to the team.
Can I
jump forward a bit in our question list? Because I feel like this next question, it kind of relates to what you just said just now. I want to ask how you guys maintain your profit margins during the pandemic, because you were on the topic of you could open, you know, during the third lockdown. You guys were allowed to operate, but there were so many restrictions there. I was just wondering, you know, how do you guys manage to maintain that profit margin or at least break even, you know, because less students are allowed in class, right? So you won't be earning as much as before. And then in addition to that, you know, so how do you manage to get past it, you know, because you have less students in class. If you double the amount of classes, you know, then you have to pay the teachers double, right? Right? No teacher will like immediately just take like a pay cut. You know, yes. They have to teach two classes for the price of one. But at the same time, you know, you can't operate with just that many people in class. So can you just go through like, how did you guys manage to make it through that?
To aim to have a profit, the target is so damn far away that we couldn't even like think that we want to have a profit within this period of time. Having just breaking even, it is good enough for us. Like legit. Okay. Like why do I say that? Because having to the point that I said previously that I felt that dance should just be dance and then it should just be in one place. And then yeah, so this is the thing that we have to accept. And with that, we just have to continue surviving up to the point where things go back to normal. And then from there only we can start thinking about profits, you know. But for now, the focus is one, I mean, like for financial wise, it's just for breaking, it's just as long as we get break even, you know, it's definitely good enough. But for me, business is all about taking risk. So yes, although like we are making loss every month right now, honestly, like we are making loss right now, but we just don't want to just because of that, we don't want to make it as an excuse that we want to slow down. We might cut down classes. That's just not what we want to do, you know. So we want to take this opportunity, this period of time to just improve on what we can, namely the platform that we have, you know. So these are the changes that we are trying to make to prepare ourselves when the time that is ready for us to go back to the normal lives that we have, you know. And then only at that time, I feel that it is a suitable time for us to, that's why it is very important that we have everyone's support, you know, like, because we're doing a lot of things to just keep the engagement of the community that we have. You know, I would say like most of it is not profitable. It's not based on financial gains. It's all just, you know, like just sharing. So
yeah,
even for your presence as a student, it means a lot to us.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, you said that like operating a business is all about risk, right? And I feel like you guys are like extremely ballsy. You guys got balls, man. Like during the pandemic, you renovated your studio, right? And then you even had like, technically you have a new studio, and then you launched like a new, I don't know, a new communications platform. You guys did the Discord thing, and then you guys launched a website somewhere with
the registration inside
it as well, you know.
And you guys got a water dispenser.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure whether it's that risk anymore, man, or is that stupidity, man. No. But
I feel like I vibe with Buster.
That's balls, man. That's real balls, you know.
Yeah, it's just
give you credit for that, man.
So yeah, man. It's all about taking risks, like, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully like one day.
Yeah.
But I feel you. But I hope like with like all these risks and losses, like it won't mean the destruction of Buster.
Inshallah.
Like you guys will just continue to keep alive somehow.
Inshallah. God.
Individual moments during the pandemic, it's just so emotional that you don't think that, you know, people that, like, for example, students, they would just come over and then offering donations. Those are like, those are like moments that, you know, you cherish the most, and then you know that they care, and then they don't expect anything back from you, you know? I mean, like, how can we even stop, man, with this kind of people around, you know? And that is just the beauty of doing dance, you know.
Yeah, I feel like as long as there are people supporting, it will continue to keep alive. The people are the beating heart of
support.
Mustang.
So support comes in many ways. It's emotional part is it's good.
So nice. Yeah. This is what like dance is about. Like I love it. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to make money, man, just don't go into the dance industry. I mean, like, that's an honest thing. If you don't have the passion, please don't even consider. I mean, if you like to dance, just dance, man. Don't consider like doing it as a business when you touch finance. Oh, damn.
There are much better ways of making money, really.
So respect to all the studios out there, man. Yeah.
I got a question. This one's not on the list, but like, because like I mentioned before, like Mustang has such a great community. Throughout this pandemic, what was there any one moment where that really stood out to you, where the community came together for Mustang?
Community came together.
Or like a moment that made you like really appreciate the community that you have here with Mustang.
Because the thing is, we are all like in quarantine period. So they don't even have a chance to like gather and do something about it. But there are a lot of individual moments that they show care and just like dropping down a message to us, like, how are we, you know? So that we received a lot, you know, but coming in together, I mean, considering the situation at that time, just joining classes, like the online classes, is already enough, more than enough for us, you know, because that's just basically what we need, you know, the support for you to be there, you know, is the most important thing. Yeah, but to answer your question, I think it is all tiny individual moments that we have that makes it special. I mean, everyone cares the same, so I would say there's no particular one, but the intention that they have is all the same. So yeah, we appreciate that.
Now, during the pandemic, you guys had like one or two like workshop event things. So that one, if I remember correctly, you guys didn't put a single price on attending the workshop, and it was like a pay as you want.
Yeah.
What was the kind of Like, what drove you guys to do that rather than go through the safer route of like you fixing a price and you basically can know what to expect like, from people and yeah, with pay as you wish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to like expect anything. What was going through your minds when you guys did that?
I think at that time, it is not just representing the studio itself. It is just also representing the instructors that are conducting the workshop. You know, because what we need, what they need is people to just join in as a support, regardless of the monetary side of it. You know, so why do we put it as pay as you wish? Because yes, we are in need of help. You know, so it depends on everyone, on your own capability, on how you want to help us. But the main issue is just giving the platform that, you know, you can just join this class, even if you pay a ringgit, you know. So the more important point is just to have more people in the class to satisfy, you know, instructors that they, you know, the things that they share, you know, people are there to hear them, you know, rather than, you know, 50 ringgit per class. No, I mean, yeah. So we basically the whole point of it is just to have people in regardless of the money side. Yeah. So I mean, you know that we need help, and yeah, if you're generous, I mean, not general, put it that way, with whatever capability that you have, we will appreciate whatever amount that you give us up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for that answer. Like,
yeah,
it's good. Good. Like, a lot of feels.
That was
like my first class at Mustang was through those online workshops that time.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, because when I came to KL, all the studios weren't open. I met JL through the pop-up cafe that you guys did.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the first things that JL said to me was when I was ordering. And I said, oh, I want a hot chick. And he sat on my lap and he looked at me and was like, okay, what else do you want?
Yeah, I can confirm that I received nearly the same experience.
Typical JL. Typical JL.
From JL as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was at that point that I knew, okay, I can vibe with these Mustang people. Nice.
Yeah. He set my drink down on my table and then he looked at me sensually with his eyes. And then like when he got up, you know, because like for people who don't know, the Mustang Pop-Up Cafe, like they had these tables like on the floor where you had to sit on the floor and then they had these small tables. So like, you know, he had to like bend down with his knees to like put the drink on the table. And then like when he got back up in like such a like, you know, that girl style getting up with the ass first and then go up and then he sensually looked into my eyes as he did that.
Yeah, I had 10, a free show KL. From him.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Service 10 out of 10. 12 out of 10.
Yeah. I hope you raise your salary.
Hey, keep it
again, guys, please don't forget to listen to his episode. It's episode number 15 or 16 from last season.
Yeah. Jun Liang.
Hip hop chose him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't choose hip hop.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. So coming back, like, I wanted to know, what's the biggest lesson you've learned throughout, like, the crisis this past 2 years?
I always had this mindset when I do business is that I want to work with people in a team that is very close to me. You know, like, for my cafe, it is my family, and then over here is like very, very close friends coming in together to work together, you know. And then the point I want to say is that many times I hear that people would say that this wouldn't work out, you know, because we are in a company, like we are so close, you know, like things will just tend to go the wrong way one day, you know, and it's just gonna, you know, like, yeah, F everything up. You know, so with that mindset in mind, I just want to keep on like proving people wrong that yes, we can still work things out. I mean, like bringing the best out of each other, not just in business, but also as a person as well. you know. And then this crisis that we had truly reminded me why I had that belief, why I had that mindset that, you know, like having family, close ones together, working in a company is definitely not the wrong way to do, you know, because people keep on telling me like, yo, you can't work this out, man. You're working with your sister. Someday, you know, you're going to have a lot of conflicts, like all personal stuff. You know, they all like prefer the corporate way of doing things, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, work, then balik rumah je lah, like that, you know. So for me, why do I want to say this? Is because this crisis proved me that they were there for me all the time. Yeah, even when I never asked for. And yeah, I'm glad that I took this path and I kept this belief, and then it really paid out during this crisis. Knowing the whole society, how it runs, right? Oh damn, man. I constantly like try to tell the people close to me, like be selfish, like within the society, but be selfless within the family, you know. So just with this thing in mind, the society is just so hard to handle right now. So having these people with me throughout this whole pandemic has given me, I mean, it's not a lesson, it's just like a reminder that, you know, I'm not wrong, you know, to have these people around me. You know?
Yeah, I think like the work culture in general has kind of like shifted. Like the old way of working, you know, like you said, work, and then go home. Like you separate work and family and friends, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like lately it's been slowly shifting towards like, you know, having that camaraderie within the business as well. Mm-hmm. That having that culture, that they say company culture, like, and
yeah.
Yeah. But most of it was like pretense, but having a real actual culture that you like vibe well with your colleagues, your people, it actually, you know, brings the business up. Like it actually adds value to the business.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think like it's proof, man. Love it.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't say that there is no problems or issues with working with close ones, you know. There are a lot, you know, but
yeah,
when the time really comes and then when the moment really counts, they were there for me. Yeah.
That's nice. Oh,
that's good. That's like definitely make sure you mark this. This is going in like highlight reel.
This is some like
wise words from Marvin.
About a wise word. Because I'm older.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, am I the oldest one here? Damn.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Wait. Are you 30 already now?
Damn, man. Not you. I'm 32, man.
Ken. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hey. You're a year older than me.
Right. Oh, Izas is 31.
Yeah.
Nice. Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, NSYNC era.
Yeah.
Nice.
We were born in the early 90s.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
I am a child here.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You are. I want to like give context to the listeners who probably might not be aware that Marvin actually has like a couple of businesses. One is the dance studio, another is the cafe, which is below the dance studio. Yeah, it's Munching Mop. Opposite.
Yeah, you're gonna go through the road, walk over to the opposite.
Yeah. But yeah, Munching Mall, and like during the pandemic, there was the pop-up cafe.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
Mushido Pop-Up Cafe.
Mushido Pop-Up Cafe.
Yeah. Is Mushido coming back? Like, or are you guys just using it for like certain events kind of thing?
Certain events. I mean, the whole structure of the lot is not actually a proper way to conduct operational business for food F&B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very hectic if you want to, you know, conduct.
Yeah, you have to bring the food upstairs.
So mafan, yeah. Right?
I love the vibe. Like, So it's like they converted the studio, the initial studio A, is it? You call it studio? MDA1 to the pop-up cafe, and then make it into a cool vibe with all the lightings and like, yeah, all the, what do you call? The cushions. Yeah.
Cushion on the floor.
On the floor.
Budget friendly. That's why we all need to
see. Budget friendly. Yes. And okay. Hmm. Yeah, I think that those are all the questions during pandemic. Ada apa lagi? Izzaz? Sean? Wanna ask?
Yeah. I think I've asked everything I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Did we miss anything during pandemic? Much I'm like. Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Marvin?
Yeah.
About your life during pandemic.
What to add?
Yeah.
I don't like COVID. It sucks.
Who does?
I mean, please just go on and just, you know, like turn into like a common cold or some shit.
I think it is turning into a common cold. Like,
I was in
Los Angeles, and like the dance studios there, they operate like kind of pre-pandemic already, but except that people have to wear masks. So you just go in and like show your vaccination card or proof of negative COVID test within 72 hours. And then they don't limit number of people in the studio. So it was like Alexander Chung's class, all the full capacity.
I saw.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of the government now when they're going to lift the whole restriction thing. Yeah. And when they're going to like actually accept that it's becoming endemic and it's like a common flu. As long as people are vaccinated, I mean,
there aren't a very few like severe cases that
severe, right?
That's a total possibility. Exactly. I do have one last question for Marvin. This one, okay, it's not so deep lah, but like, where do you see Mustang moving forward? Like, what's your goal for Mustang? What's the vision? What's the dream?
Like, I think I said it previously just now. I mean, the satisfaction, I mean, the whole aim is to get people that I feel, I mean, dancers that I feel are good enough to be able to share their craft, like, internationally, you know. And to do that, we need to have an international platform, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Malaysia is always the start, and obviously it will have their own growth. But I mean, if you're looking into 5 years in, probably not growing. I wouldn't say like not growing here in Malaysia. Malaysia has its own growth in terms of the studio, but definitely looking into growing in foreign countries as well.
How do you plan to do that? Like, make it an international platform?
I mean, I don't even
cannot say now. Oh, no.
Answer for you right now,
I think right. You just have to make like cool videos with cool songs. Like, post it on YouTube, post on TikTok, you know, and make people. I think it's all about hype. Like, want to be known internationally. That's the platform that you have to like really be present on and show people this is cool.
I want like dancers in Malaysia to be able to be given the opportunity to travel around, you know, like to really just having the platform to say, you know, next week, why don't you come to Korea and share your stuff, you know, just like, or even China, or that will be very nice.
Imagine a Mustang X Sino stage event.
Didn't Cherry go to Sino stage?
Yeah, she did.
Crazy, so it's just follow their footsteps.
You guys can. Matter of time.
Yeah, possible. So wait. Last question. So like. With this like this whole pandemic thing, like do you have like hope for all the dreams coming true for Mustang, like considering this whole COVID situation?
I mean, dreams are dreams, right? But the confidence is there. The confidence is there. I mean, this COVID thing is just gonna be gone sooner or later, you know. But when the time comes, you know, the confidence for me is there. Like, yeah, with the team and all. Yeah, so definitely, okay. Yeah, dreams are there for a reason, and it pushes us even further away, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it will happen someday. It will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Wishing all the best.
Let's go, Mustang.
Yay. Okay. Okay. I think we're done with that part. Okay. This is the final part. The lightning round.
This is the fun one.
Lightning round. Lightning.
Yeah. We didn't send you this question because, lightning round. You have to
Are you going to like ask what? Go to mama order, is it?
Yeah,
something like that. Something like that. If you remember.
Okay, wait. Okay. Do I ask or do you want to go or who? Can I?
Yeah, I do. I can go for it if you want.
Okay.
Up to you.
All right, you go for it.
Okay. So this is the lightning round. So we are going to ask you a few questions and then you just have to answer without using your brain. That's why it's called lightning. Answer fast as lightning. You ready?
Like your fart.
Few questions.
Yeah, few questions.
Oh, damn.
All right, let's go. Number one, R&B or K-pop?
K-pop. I'm sorry. Okay. K-pop.
Number two, tutting or locking?
Locking.
Okay, number three.
Wait, just.
Oh, okay.
We should put. Wait. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Number three. Locking or animation?
Animation. Damn!
For everyone listening without the video feed, like he has like this face where he was struggling to think of an answer. It was a very difficult question for him. Number four, teaching or performing?
Performing.
Yeah. Number five, dancing or business?
Dancing, of course.
Of course. Okay, number six. What was your answer? Okay, dancing or organizing events for the dance community?
I mean, it is. Why can't we do both, man?
That's why it has to be one or the other right now.
I mean, organizing events, definitely.
All right. Yeah. You like to give that platform to your dancers, right? You like to give platform to your dancers, right?
I mean, I try. Really, really try. But yeah, just trying my best.
All right. Okay. Number seven. If you had to work on either Mustang or Munching Mop for the rest of your life, you have to keep one of these for the rest of your life.
Which this is a sensitive question. This is a sensitive question, man. This is going to create conflict, man. Cannot. it's like asking you to choose which is your favorite kid, you know. Damn. I really can't answer that, man. Both are like, it's like my blood, man. It's in my blood, both of them. Mm-hmm.
So basically, during the day you work at Mustang, at night, no, sorry, during the day you work at Munching Mop, at night you work at Mustang.
Oh, you lah. Oh, betul lah. That's basically my life right now.
Cannot separate at all, right?
Cannot. Cannot the ballet also cannot. Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't give you an answer for that. Yeah.
All right. Okay, number eight. Nike or Adidas? Checks or stripes?
Adidas.
Adidas, huh?
Yeah.
But I'm wearing Nike right now.
We always matching Adidas.
All right. Okay, number nine. What is your go-to mama order?
Maggi goreng. Tak mau sayur, tak mau pedas. Not because I tak makan sayur. And usually Nescafe ice. Yes.
Why don't people like mama punya sayur?
I don't know, man. It's something with the sayo of them hanging at the you know, you napak the sayo hanging there for don't know how many days. I love vegetables, you know, it's just that I go to mama.
Yeah, I totally understand it. It kind of feels a bit, I don't know, I don't want to use the word disgusting for food. Like, it kind of feels a bit disrespectful for food, but like, I don't know, it feels a bit disgusting for the, you know, to makan the mama punya sayur, you know.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
I don't know, maybe it's just us, man.
Okay, next time I'll bring my own sayur, ask them to masak for me.
It's like suddenly you're out of your bag,
you put yourself
pull out
the sayur inside it.
Diana, bring more lah, then we can tambah sayur.
Yeah, sayur for all of you.
Pull out a whole cabbage from your bag. Like, go nine ni.
All right. Okay, next one. Your biggest dance inspiration or your current dance inspiration, if it makes the question easier.
The thing that sparked everything is Yumin. You know Yumin?
Yeah.
The animation crew, yeah. Mm. And right now, I'm digging Yun Kyung, man.
Ooh, nice. Kyung. You are a man of culture and taste.
Oh, dude, that day only like talking with John, man, about this. Oh, damn, she's so powerful, man. Give like just watching her videos and give us goosebumps. You know?
Yeah, we...
and she's so young, damn. Oh, yeah.
It's okay, like, it's all these young kids now, they like far outdance all of us, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then you think about your own life, your dance, then you...
you're like, you're past already.
Then you go emo for a while, and you seek for attention, midlife crisis, this midlife crisis. That's how life goes, you know, Sean prepare.
Sean can relate.
Yeah, guys, 30's coming very soon.
All right.
Okay, next question. Who would you like to collab with?
It's not like a lightning round, please.
Out of your head. Come on, first name.
Guys, his brain is really working overtime right now, and these lightning questions are really hitting him.
There's just so many of them, and oh damn, it's really not fair to choose one because I very seldom do collabs.
Okay.
And I mean, as long as anyone is interested to do it with me, I'll just commit my time to 100%. Yeah.
Okay, who's the first name that
Yeah, top five lah.
Top five lah. You all the name or what?
Yeah, we need the names.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about offending others. Don't worry about offending others.
My God, it's really having difficulty.
Oh no, Marvin is going haywire.
We broke him, guys. We broke him.
Ice and John together.
Ice and John together.
Collab.
So that's one collab.
Yeah.
That's one collab. It's a three-way collab.
Yeah, I mean, so many respectful teachers here. I mean, although with all the differences in dance style, but definitely willing to try it out.
Ice and John together.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the top people.
Number two.
Makalele.
Okay, good. With Sensei. Number three.
I did it with JL and I wanted to do it again because I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pleasure. That was fun.
Yeah. And yeah.
Number four.
Z, man.
Oh
yeah. Damn.
And also Sasha and also Rita and also, you know, Cherry and also Andrew and also everyone else.
Like, wow, basically semua orang.
Okay, semua orang. Okay, semua orang go and catch up Marvin.
Everyone go find Marvin, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wants to collab with everyone.
Yep.
But my dance skill was very limited. Yeah.
That's why you collab.
Alright. Okay. All right. So this is the last question. Last lightning round question. Okay, now you imagine that you have a 30-second spot on TV. All right. Everyone in the country will watch. Okay. What do you say when you want to promote Mustang?
Why should people come to Mustang?
Yep. You got the entire country's attention. Why?
30 seconds. Come on, my man. Seconds.
And three.
What do you two, say?
One. Go.
Bands, right, is going to change your life. And Mustang is going to make that happen for you.
No.
Yeah. Cringe. I don't know. I mean, yeah, dance changes lives, people. I mean, the lives of people. And I've seen that happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then the producer comes, cut.
Hey, not even okay, 30 seconds. Right. Tak apa lah, dah cakap habis dah, Kak.
Dah cakap habis lah.
I do. Okay. Like you said, like you have one class. So when is your class?
Mm-hmm. Am I like self-promoting myself?
Yes, right? Yes, yes.
Don't be shy. It's on, this is your time. Every Saturday, 3:30 p.m. 3:30 p.m. Yes.
3:30 p.m. Every Saturday.
Yes. No reason not to go.
Right after animation class. Right after animation class. Yes.
Let's say if our listeners want to find out more about you, where can they follow you or find out more?
Oh, you mean personally myself?
Yeah, I don't know. Instagram handle, YouTube, maybe Facebook, Twitter.
I mean, Instagram for myself OnlyFans. Is. Oh, damn, someday, man. OnlyFans. like, shifting it up. Okay. Instagram, IG, Mava Marvin. That's MAVA and then Marvin. Yeah. And then everything after that is just Mustang. YouTube just look for Mustang. Academy. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, not the horse, but the studio.
Yeah.
Mustang not the character car also. Metal Alchemist also.
Not oh, wait, wait.
Alchemist character.
Why Mava?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a question that I hope that I could give a very inspirational answer that, blah, blah, blah. Then you're like, wow, but. The answer is no. It just came out like, oh damn, Mava seems
it rhymes.
Cool. Yeah. Oh damn, just go. Yeah. But I mean, like 90% of the people who know me would call me by that name. Call me Marvin. Yeah.
It's your stage name.
It's my IG name. Yeah.
IG name. Mm-mm. Okay, cool. Right. Well, thanks for your time, Marvin.
Thank you all.
Thanks for sharing.
No, man.
And yeah, we hope that Mustang continues to prosper and thrive.
Live long and
blossom. I mean, not just Mustang, man. We need the dance community, the dance industry.
Yes.
Everyone should be surviving this period. So give all your support, y'all.
Yeah, it means you have to expand your studio so that can fit more people.
Not taken. 2 years, 2 years timeline. 2 years
timeline.
Yep. 2 years timeline.
The 2 year plan.
I'm waiting for Mustang to buy up the whole shop lot. The entire row. One end to the other. Until you reach the corner.
Y'all don't know the pressure that you're giving me in this podcast. Like your expectation of us within every 2 years has gone up so high that if you don't reach it, right? Oh, damn, I don't know how to face you guys.
Like you aim high,
yep.
And then even if you miss, you'll still be really like high up.
Woo! Yeah. Reach for the moon, fine. Then you can, just add the stars.
That,
land at the stars.
What was that line? What was the problem? It's like what, aim for the moon, and if you miss, you'll be amongst the stars.
The stars, like something like that.
That's called very bad trajectory planning. Thank you so much, Marvin.
No problem.
For lending us.
Thank you.
It's like almost 2 hours of your time. We know that sometimes like answering questions for about 2 hours can take can be quite exhausting.
But you did well,
thank you so much for whatever you do for Mustang as well. You know, like it's been like quite a home for us as well. And it's been very inspirational to see you guys, your own personal growth and the growth that you've been like putting Mustang through with the team that you have managed as well. So really, really, I betul-betul respect lah you guys.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
No worries. To our listeners, please go to Mustang. We are not sponsored. Sponsored by Mustang. We are not receiving any amount of money from Mustang. We are even paying money to go to learn at Mustang.
Yeah,
okay, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, support them. Support local.
On behalf of the Shoes Off No Cap team, I'd like to say thank you once again to Marvin for taking the time to talk to us and share us a little bit more on the behind the scenes of Mustang Dance Academy. It's a place where many students feel like it's their second home and also a place where growth truly happens. Thank you, lovely listener, as well, for tuning in and giving us your support. If you enjoyed this episode, please do give it a 5-star rating and share with your friends. This has been Diana recording from Iceland. Take care, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep dancing!